Yeah, I mean, like, we've been talking about fear and different things, and so this really, really speaks to fear, of course. There is still proof of people being possessed today. I think that our modern movies have kind of dulled the idea of possession because of all the fantastical things we see in them. But yet, I hear stories from missionaries and pastors who have run across possessed people and having to deal with it. And it's nothing like the movies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The use of recreational drugs has also been a gateway to allow people to be possessed, as it dulls the senses and actually opens up people to the spiritual realm. It's no coincidence that other religions use drugs and incense to bring about some kind of contact with their false gods. It opens the channels, you know, when used the wrong way. So if you've ever seen someone who's overdosed on drugs, them trying to come out of it is actually kind of a scary thing. They react to things that no one else sees. You know, they look at something, to us, nothing's there, but they're freaking out about it. Is it a demon, perhaps, that they're seeing? You know, I wouldn't doubt it. They react in a way that is, you know, they're scared stiff of something that they see. You know, demon possession is still possible today, and there are ministries that actually deal with it exclusively. Just remember that Jesus said we have power over them in using his name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some are tougher to get rid of and will take prayer and fasting, as it says in Mark 9:29. He replied to them, this kind of unclean spirit cannot come out by anything but prayer to the Father. And footnotes actually say, some manuscripts saying, you know, and fasting. So prayer and fasting together. So meaning that there's almost even some degrees of possession which are tougher to get rid of than others.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing to be trifled with, nothing to toy with. You know, I always shake my head when I look at the games aisles and I see that old game board Ouija.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, oh man, they should burn that. You know, I mean, like, I can't believe it's being sold as a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
and like children's toy stores.
Yeah, it's at Toys R Us.
My mind.
Of all places, it's at Toys R Us.
Not throwing anyone under the bus.
No. You know, I'm not blaming Toys R Us. I'm blaming the people who came up with the game.
Yeah. Well, it's no mistake, right? It's that right there is what you would consider a gateway.
Yeah.
You know, because you're opening yourself up to forces that you don't necessarily understand. And it's kind of funny because right now I guarantee there's probably people listening thinking, yeah, right. What are you even talking about, right? But I have firsthand, like I've seen someone and, you know, on a few occasions who was like legit demon possessed. And I'll be honest with you, you just got to take authority, right? It's got to take authority over it. But here's the key right here. It's always in Jesus' name, right?
Yeah.
Because that is the power. Like the power comes from the name of Jesus, right? That's the authority that you are invoking right there, which is greater than the power of the enemy. See, Terry Molinaro, Pastor Andrew, by ourselves, we don't have that ability. But God has given us authority over the power of the enemy, you know, to take authority over that. But as you said, it's not something to just casually be trifled with, play around with. We should never do that because you're going to open yourself up to things that you wish you wouldn't have.
Yeah, well, you look in the book of Acts, what happened to those who tried to actually, you know, drive out demons in Jesus' name when they really had no business doing it? At one point, scripture actually says the demon turned to them and said, Paul, I know, Peter, I know, and, you know, all this kind of stuff, but who are you?
Yeah.
And so it actually answered them and then turned on them and beat them senseless.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it's not something to be trifled with.